Open your eyes. Look at me. No matter how you felt when we worship God, now, the Holy Spirit is not a feeling. No matter the experience you have now, when we worship, the Holy Spirit is not an experience. The Holy Spirit is the most misrepresented and misunderstood being alive. And that is why the totality of what He has to offer us, we can't have it. Let me give you an example. I've been in my office many times. I have in my office, there's a general office and there's my office inner. So my staff are in general bed. I'm an extrovert. I can't sit down alone in my office. So most of the time, I don't sit in my office. I'm in the midst of my staff. So many people come to look for me in the office. When they come, some pass me and go to my colleagues and start talking to them. And they now ask them, who are you looking for? They now say, whatever. And I say, that there is our organ. But the man has looked down on me, has passed me by. So when they are coming back, I've had that experience nothing less than 7 times. It's almost many occurrences that happens to me. If such a thing happens to you, sometimes how do you want to address the person? How do you want to talk to the person? You can come back here now, Abby. Okay, listen. We have misunderstood the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not fire. He came like a fire. This, like a box. It is not a box. When I pass through here and I wear a powerful perfume, you can perceive my perfume. It does not make me the perfume. The Holy Spirit descended like a dove. He is not a dove. It might be describing his descent or what he looks like. There are sometimes you want to describe something. You say, you remember that house. It looks like it. But you don't have the exact words to describe it. The Holy Spirit is not his manifestation. I can manifest some dance here. It's a dance I've manifested. It is not me. We have misrepresented the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, he is not a wind. He is like a wind. He is not water. He refreshes like water, but it's not water. He feels like a wind. He is invisible like a wind, but it's not a wind. When it comes upon you, you feel like fire has come upon you. He is not a fire. We have misunderstood the Holy Spirit. So many of us look at him as a force. I can move this thing by force. If I am invisible and I move this thing by force, it will be wrong for you to describe me as a force. Do you understand what I'm saying, church? If you don't understand what I'm about to teach you today, it will be difficult for you to enjoy the Holy Spirit. Because somebody you misunderstand, somebody you don't know accurately, somebody you misrepresent, it is difficult for you to have a good relationship with that person. So the Holy Spirit is not an experience. He is not an emblem. He is not a picture. He is not a symbol. He is not an impersonal divine force. He is not the force of God. He is more than the force of God. Who then is the Holy Spirit? John 14. Let's read from verse 15 to 18. Quickly, sir. I have already taken off my time already. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the person cannot receive, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Jump to verse 25. Sir, quickly. These things have I spoken to you while I am with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have told you. Pastor, now all what we feel the Holy Spirit is, you have told us he is not. Who then is he? Number one, the Holy Spirit is a person. Go back to verse 15. Go to verse 16. 16. Jump to 17. Can we go together? Let's go. Look at this. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the Father cannot receive, because it neither sees what sees, nor knows, you know, for, it was. Is there an English teacher here? Who do you use he or him for? What kind of pronoun is he? Personal pronoun used for a person. Nowhere in the Bible did the Bible call the Holy Spirit an it. He is not a thing. He is not an effect. He is not an influence. I am not an influence, but I have influence. What I have is not me. I can manifest. I am not my manifestation. I can be described by some people. I might not be their description. The Holy Spirit is a person. And that's why throughout the Bible, personal pronouns are used for him. When you think he's a wind, you can't ask him question. Can you ask wind question? When you think he's a fire, you can't relate the fire. Can you relate the fire? But you, if you know he is a person, even though invisible, you can talk to him. You can relate with him. You can greet him. He is a person. If he is a person, can we greet the Holy Spirit this morning? Can you greet the Holy Spirit? Let me hear you. What did you say now? What did you say? At the back, can I hear your greeting? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Please, can you make it part of yourself? The first thing you do when you wake up. Say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Why? He is a person. There are three things that describes a person. That are the characteristics of a person. Three. Knowledge. Emotions. Will. What separates us from anything that is not a person? Remember, when I say he is a person, I didn't say he is a human being. Because some people feel person is human being. I never told you he is a human being, Abi. I told you he is a person. He has a personality that differentiates him from anything. And three things, three characteristics of a person: a will, a knowledge, an emotion. So if he say knowledge, he has the ability to know. He has the ability to understand. He has the ability to recognize. When we say he has the will, he has the ability to make choices and decisions. So some things you say, Spirit of the Lord, stand up now, go to my village, do that. He can decide to go, he can decide not to go. He is not a thing that you use. He's not your house girl at your house that you can describe anyhow and send on unnecessary errand. He has his own will. When we say he has emotion, what we mean is that he has his feelings. He can feel, he has feelings, and he is aware of things around him. These things separate us from animals. It separates us from things. And you are a person. Even though you are a human being, the Holy Spirit is a person, even though he hits a spirit. Can we look at knowledge of Holy Spirit? 1 Corinthians 2:10-11. 1 Corinthians 2. Okay, let's just take 11. For who knows a person's thoughts? except the spirit of that person which is in him. So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit have knowledge about all the things of God. No wonder Jesus said, I have to go. Don't go. If I don't go, the Holy Spirit will not come. So there is something special about the Holy Spirit that Jesus knows about that makes him want to say, I have to go. The better I go for you, the quicker I go for you, the better for you. Why? The Holy Spirit. And the devil has helped us to now turn the Holy Spirit to a force, a thing, a feeling, an experience, a falling down, a laughter. No. He is a person. But as a person can make you laugh, the Holy Spirit can make you laugh. As a person can push you and you fall, the Holy Spirit can make you fall. But it is not the falling. It is not the laughter. He is the Holy Spirit. Do you understand this? Number one thing we have to understand is He is the Holy Spirit. He is a person. He has a will. 1 Corinthians 12:11. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills. Talking about the gift of the Spirit. After explaining the gift of the Spirit, He said, all these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills. He decides to give somebody 10 gifts, another one 5. It is His will. We can't stop Him. All what we can do to Him is appeal and say, what you gave Shikena, give Makena, this own. The end of it. And if He likes, He does it. If He likes, He does not do it. Sometimes we feel when we pray and hit our head against the distance, with this time, it will change His mind. He has His will. The same way you make up your mind sometimes, nothing will make me change. He is not a wind, a fire, a thing you can push around. He is a person that has knowledge, that has a will. And He has emotions. Ephesians 4:13. All these things, we are just showing you that the Holy Spirit is a person. This understanding should change you forever. Should change you forever. Holy Spirit, customers are not coming today. What is happening today? Spirit of the living God. Now that there is no customer in my shop now, I think it's an opportunity to talk to you. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you did in church yesterday. Thank you. Send me a customer that needs to know you, that needs your word. Send me somebody that can practice what I learned in church yesterday. Send me somebody that is going through pain that I can minister to. Holy Spirit, bring that person my way now. Holy Spirit, in my office, things are not working well. I want you to show me the root of this matter. What am I supposed to do to bring a change? What am I supposed to do? Holy Spirit, look at the target they have given me this year. All the money they asked me to bring as a banker, it is not even in Abuja. But how will I escape this? Holy Spirit, show me. Holy Spirit, that boss is giving me problem every time. What do I do about it? Your relationship must change with the Holy Spirit. In fact, if you get to a place in your house, like I told them in first service, that your children will ask you, who are you talking to? Mommy, who are you talking to? Mommy, who are you always talking to? Oh, I'm talking to our Father, the Holy Spirit. Do you know the Holy Spirit is a person that can do this for you? Do you know the Holy Spirit can help you in academics? Your relationship must change. You are not relating with a cloud. You are not relating with fall down and die. Fall down, break your neck, stand up, go home, have a feeling. You are relating with a person that has all the entirety of God in him. Listen to me. That Holy Spirit is now the one living in you. How can you lose? Hello, think about it. Think about it. If you have not realized it, realize it now. How can you lose a case in court again? When He will teach you all things. John 14:26.
There was a time when I was in Iraq, we came about a realization of this at a joint Christian fellowship, and we said, nobody will be the best student in any department than a Christian.
Nobody. Nobody. The Christians must be the top. We must be the best in the class. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will. Can we read it together? He will. Are you in church? Let's read that. He will. Some things. Little things. One of the things. Three of the things. He can teach you calculus. He can teach you Fourier series. He can teach you Laplace transform. In case you have heard it before, if you have not, just calm down. I'm telling you, engineering maths. Electromagnetic waves. When I was in university, we say if you don't see it, it's electrical engineering. Everything I was taught, we never saw one, but we cram it, we pass it. I think architects can see their picture. Can you see electricity? Can you see your phone? It's the most difficult course in the world, they said, proven. But we can see the effect of electricity. We can't see the Holy Spirit, but we can see His effect all around. But He is not His effects. How can you have the Holy Spirit called the Helper and you are running helter skelter for help? He already has touched people and make help available for you before you get there. Stop looking for help where there is no help. He will make help available for you through men, not you looking for men. That's not the message for today. We'll get there in the future. But remember, the Holy Spirit is a person. He speaks. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas. He speaks. He can be seen again. He can be grieved. He is a person just like you. Let's talk to him. Holy Spirit, I thank you for a revelation of who you are to me. Now that I know you in this dimension, help me relate with you better. Help me relate with you better. Holy Spirit, help me in my career. Distinguish me in my career. You are the one that teaches all things. You are the one that teaches all things. You are the one that teaches all things. Make me a solution provider by your teachings, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Quickly, because we say He teaches all things, does not mean we should not go to school. Does not mean you should not do the next course. Does not mean you should not do the masters. Does not mean you should not do the certification. But we are saying with all these things, there are sometimes you'll be stuck. He has a greater knowledge to show you. And He exemplified that in the life of Daniel. We'll talk about Him in the future. The Holy Spirit is a person. Number two, the Holy Spirit is God. So, the Holy Spirit is a means of God making Himself known to you in a way that you will not run away. When He appeared on Mount Sinai with fire everywhere, all of them ran and said, go and talk to Moses. Let Moses talk to us. But God wants to dwell with us, in us, and speak with us. John 14. Can I ask 16? Is it 16? 16. John 14, 16. And another about to be forever. 6, 17. Let's go, sir. Even the Spirit of whom the world cannot know, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. Can we read the next verse at the top of the verse? Let me hear you. You know, for He dwells with you and will be. There is no point in time that you are home alone. The Holy Spirit is with you at home. Somebody calls you. Are you home alone? How many of you are home? I'm alone. You are not alone. It is because people don't know they are not alone that they mess up and say, do whatever they do. Look at back. You are not alone. The Holy Spirit is there with you. And above that, He is in you. Why do we say the Holy Spirit is God? Because the Holy Spirit has divine titles. He has divine attributes. He exercised divine prerogatives. And He did divine works.
Can I repeat myself? Why did we say the Holy Spirit is God? The Holy Spirit has divine titles. He had divine attributes. He did divine works. He had divine prerogative. In other words, he exercised divine rights and privileges. Can we look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 2? And the earth was without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the what? And who? And the spirit of. And the spirit of. He is different from the spirit of Abiodun. The spirit of Abiodun is Abiodun. The spirit of God is God. He is God. There is Elohim. He is the spirit of God. That is his title. Judges 3:10. The spirit of Jehovah. And the spirit of the Lord. Lord in capital. If you were here when I was teaching about the names of God, I said when you see Lord, L-O-R-D in capital, what? It is Jehovah. If you see Lord in small, it is Adonai. The spirit of Jehovah was upon him. It's called the spirit of God. It's called the spirit of the Lord. That's in the Old Testament. And more. He's not only a person. He is God. So when you are relating with him, you are relating with God for you. Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Chemba, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah. Can we lift our hands? Yeshua,
Yeshua, Hamashiach, I am Hamashiach, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah. Oh, Yeshua,
Yeshua,
Hamashiach,
Hamashiach,
Lion of Judah,
Yeshua,
oh, Yeshua,
Hamashiach,
Hamashiach,
is the spirit of God.
He
is the one that reveals Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, to us. He does not reveal the prophet. He does not reveal the pastor. He reveals Jesus. He has divine titles. Let me have that on the keys. We'll use that. Let me just have that on the keys. So he has divine titles. Even the New Testament, Jesus quoting Isaiah 61 in Luke chapter 4, said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me. So all through the Bible, he has his name is attached to the things of God. His name is attached to the name of God. Number two, he has divine attributes. Romans 1:4 talk about him as the Spirit of Holiness. Romans 14:17 talk about righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Is the spirit of righteousness. 2 Timothy 1:7, the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of the one in him. And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. He is the spirit of power, and power belongs to God.
He is the God of all grace. He is the Spirit of truth. John 16:13 calls him the Spirit of truth. And we know nobody is true apart from God. The Bible calls he is omniscience. He knows all things, knows the mind of God. He is omnipresent. Psalm 139:7 Where can I run from your presence? If I go to the mountains, you are there. I go to the deep, you will find me there. I cannot run away from him. He is omnipresent. He is the wisdom of God. He is life. He said, the Spirit gives life. John 6:63 The Spirit gives life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak to you, they are spirit. And they are life. He has divine attributes. He does divine works. It was the Holy Spirit that created. He is the breath of God that breathed into man. And man became a living soul. The Holy Spirit judges. He was the one to judge Ananias and Sapphira. The Holy Spirit saves. Titus 3:5 The Holy Spirit gives life. The Holy Spirit created the heavens and the earth. Job 26:13 Can we quickly look at Job 26:13 Job 26:13 Go to King James. By his Spirit, he has garnished the heavens. His hand has formed the crooked serpent. It is the Spirit of God that beautifies heavens. It is the Spirit of God that created heavens. And he can create anything in your life. Because of our time, oh my God, can we quickly do this? You can have an encounter with that Spirit. And there are different levels of encounter. You see, some people have an encounter of being born again. The Spirit of God dwells with them. It ends there. After 10 years, they have an encounter of baptism with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God comes upon them. They speak in tongues. It ends there. For some, it ends there till they die. But the Holy Spirit wants us to have encounters upon encounters upon encounters upon encounters. When last did you declare a retreat for yourself where you off everything and went alone to be with God? When last? You have the King of Kings, the Spirit of Glory living in you with divine capabilities and abilities, but you have not come down once to have a relationship with him. Brethren, we can have an encounter with him. And this morning, within the next 5 minutes, let's lift up our hands to him and ask for an encounter. Lift your two hands. Listen to me. One of the things I want you to know today is that you have to relearn something. Remember, whenever we talk about Holy Spirit encounter in church, what comes to people's mind is falling under the anointing. And I told you that is too small. After you fall under the anointing, does that pay your bills? Does that solve your problems? So when we talk about encounter, some of us make the mistake I made. When I just joined the Pentecostal fellowship and started speaking in tongues, and they would lay hands on people, people would fall down. A Baptist boy, I got them, me today. Not go follow. And I did my leg very well. Push me. The man also made up his mind. I must fall. At the end of the day, what do you think happened? I fell so that you give me this. But listen to me. When the Holy Spirit comes upon, we can fall. But we are not falling alone. We are falling because a grace is coming upon our life.
It is not the falling, it's what you carry after. So when the Holy Spirit comes, you might fall, you might not fall. When you have an encounter, your life changes. It can change instantly, it can change gradually. Hello, are we here? An encounter can be divine. Jesus pursuing you himself, like he did Apostle Ayobabalola, who was driving a caterpillar. When God spoke to him, he never prayed, he never looked for it. But it can also be we looking for the Lord for an encounter. If you want to sit down and say, God, after all, Ababalala did not pray when you came to meet him, I will stay in my lane. When you are ready for me, come and call me. At 8:120, you will die nothing. When the mountain will not go to Muhammad, it's time for Abiodun to seek for the mountain and go for it. Are we here? So when we are asking for an encounter, I'm not asking you back or shubu, receive it and fall down. That's what I'm talking about. We are asking you to receive the fullness of God in your life. Do you understand that? So everything you need for this week, every plan you have made for this year, is an encounter with the Holy Spirit that delivered them for you. Can we lift our hands up? Ask God for an encounter. Ask him 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 for an encounter. Talk to him. Ask him for an encounter.
Messiah.
Say, Holy Spirit, touch me.
Lion of Judah.
Holy Spirit, touch me.
I'm going to say,
Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
Yeshua,
HaMashiach,
I am Judah, I'm the one you
see,
Yeshua, HaMashiach, I am Judah.
I have a brother, my senior brother, the one I was born after, that moves in the Holy Spirit like no other I've seen, apart from one of my fathers in the Lord. In fact, when we're in secondary school, when we want to do exam, after we have read, he will say, Biodu, concentrate on this area. I tell you, the question will come from that area. It's my brother that I see that somebody will speak in tongues there and he will write and interpret it. See, there are dimensions of a spirit you don't know that he wants to help you with. Some of you are looking for something that is not missing. The Holy Spirit will show you where it is. It is not missing, it's just right by your side. Enough of running up and down, skater, skater. They say he's here, you go. They say he's there, you go. The only thing I can tell you, don't bother yourself. Go to this place. I don't want to waste my time this year. Holy Spirit, divinely direct me in all my ways. Hello, do you understand what you are talking about? There is something you are looking for now that you don't know how to get it. If only you can separate yourself and talk to the Holy Spirit, he will show you where it is. With directions, with exact location. He knew locations before there was GPS. He can give you the exact location. One more prayer. Just one prayer. We are going to lift our hands up and say, Holy Spirit, fill me. As we ask that the Holy Spirit to fill us, what is lacking in your life, he will fill you with it. Holy Spirit, check my life. Whatever is lacking, fill me. Feel me.
I lift it up.
Feel me.
Lord, my queen.
Feel me.
Of my soul.
Solutions to problems.
Prayer forever.
Wisdom that brings stability.
Feel me till
Holy Spirit, that you did for Daniel. Feel me. Touch my tongue, give me a word that none can stop. Feel me.
Feel my cup.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We'll pray that prayer again, but let me share with you. One of my friends did a work for a man and built is a column. In front of yours, there's a column. And a man was passing that has a land in the estate. He was passing and called to the front of a house that was built by my friend. And he looked at the column. And he came down and went to the builder there. And said, who built this column? And he said, engineer or whatever. They give me the phone number of the engineer. That was how they gave him the phone number of my friend. And they did a lot of businesses together over the course of 4 or 5 years. Why? A man built a column. See, if you like, build the column like this or that. Me, I don't know the difference. What's the difference between this one and this one? But what is it that the Holy Spirit, either on the column or on the eye of a man, that says, go after that man? When the Holy Spirit fills you, how you do your thing with little details. It is, you know, if the Holy Spirit is here, you have attention to detail. If you want to understand the things of the Spirit, go and study Joseph and Daniel. You will see attention to detail. Attention, not anyhow. Not the one that you do that you afford every member of the church. Nobody is coming to you again. And there will be a change from today. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up. And the Holy Spirit, fill me with your wisdom. Fill me. Holy Spirit, your dimension that I'm missing in my life. Holy Spirit, fill me, fill my children. Every dimension missing in my life. Holy Spirit, fill me. We thank you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, there is a spirit in man. The breath of God gives him understanding. He gives him inspiration. By the breath of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Receive the spirit of creativity, of innovation. Receive inspiration for witty inventions. In the name of Jesus, receive inspiration. Attention to details. May your work separate you. In the name of Jesus, by the wisdom of the ancient, by the wisdom of the spirit, by the wisdom of divinity, let your work be differentiated from others. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord give you shalom. Lift up his countenance upon you. In the name of Jesus. May the Holy Spirit overshadow you. May the Holy Spirit feed you. Throughout this week, have multi-dimensional encounters with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In times like this, when we teach the supernatural, we know we have encounters, we have questions, we have things we want to be ministered to. We have prayer points that you need people to pray with you. We have made available the portal cabin, what some of you know as a container. There will be ministers there. You need counseling, need somebody to pray with you. There's an encounter you have today that is incomplete. You need to be laid hands on or whatever it is that the Lord is dropping on. People are waiting in the portal cabin, the container outside, to pray with you. The church is closed. Can we use the outer... the doors in the front. Thank you, and see you at the house fellowship. God bless you.